Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis here. It's Sunday morning. What's going on in the world? Well, we have somebody that really knows what's going on. Now we have former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He was Secretary of State. He was CIA director. He was number one in his class at West Point. One smart guy. And he's got his eye and his ear to the ground. Good morning, Mr. Secretary. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you today? Good to be with you all.
Mr. Secretary, there's so many things going on in the world right now.
Oh, my goodness. I think one of the things that's getting the least attention that will truly begin to have an even greater impact here in the United States is what's going on inside of China today. These massive lockdowns in Shanghai and other regions are having a huge disruptive effect on our supply chain. We see it in lots and lots of products. This is going to turn out to be a big deal for American consumers, American workers, American families all across America. Xi Jinping has really set a course. It's brutal on his own people, but it will have ramifications for us here at home as well.
I mean, this baby formula, we still haven't analyzed where it's coming from and why we're short on it. And it seems like the states along the Mexican border are shorter than the rest of the states because the government is taking them and giving it to the refugees. I mean, I don't mind helping people, but shouldn't the American people come first?
Not at the expense of Americans, too. Yeah. What do you think, Secretary of State Pompeo?
Oh, goodness gracious. No, this is a tragedy. This is was a preventable tragedy in the sense of so many mothers are out there. You see them all over on the online trying to figure out how just to feed their children in the United States of America. If you step back and just pause for a second to think about that, it is so inconsistent with us, who we've been as a nation. We thought of this as empty shelves in the Soviet Union or poor people in North Korea. And now we've got mothers that can't get formula for their infants here in the United States of America. We should absolutely make sure that we get this right for the American people. This is part of the fantasy that the Biden administration has lived in. But they live in this fantasy world where they don't understand that there's real world ramifications for putting the Green New Deal and locking out American energy and putting taxes on American businesses and telling parents they don't get to teach their kids the right things if that's what they want to do. That kind of fantasy has real world ramifications on people in ways that are now coming home to roost for the administration.
I really don't understand, Mr. Secretary, how 18% of the people think President Biden is doing a great job. I don't know where those 18% are.
It was about the inflation. He wants to pour more money into it or print more money. I mean,
oh, yeah, that inflation is going to help the economy. I couldn't figure that out.
And then he also wants to put more taxes on the fossil fuel industry, and he's canceling leases in Alaska.
And the fossil fuel industry, I said to him, but Mr. President, then those fossil fuel companies are just going to pass it on to the consumers.
They are disconnected from the things that we all know. The fundamentals of how markets provide products, how consumers get the things they need, how families take care of themselves. They just live in this world with their progressive ideologues who want the Green New Deal and Greta Thunberg, all these folks, right? They just don't understand the things that have made us so successful, returning to these simple founding ideas. And they believe big government directed from the top can make it happen. And you're seeing empty store shelves as a direct result of that. Those shelves fill because suppliers say, you know what, I can make a little bit of money if I have that on the store shelf. And they do it, and we are all better off for it. These folks want to live in a different world where they think they know much better than American families and American workers.
And a lot of product is distributed around our country with trucks for diesel fuel. And right now they're saying diesel fuel might be a shortage.
John, we're at risk of shortage. Not only we're seeing it with baby formula today, but you point out diesel fuel, there's a real risk that we'll have even broader food shortages as farmers try to plant their crops and fertilizer is now 200 or 250% more expensive than it was just one planting season ago. Part of that's because of what's taking place in Ukraine, but a good deal of it is because we made the political decision. We, the American leadership, Joe Biden, made the political decision to shut in American energy when we were nearly energy independent. And he said, don't loan to them. Don't buy their stock. Don't bank for them. Don't talk to them. Don't deal with them. He shut it all in as if the internal combustion engine was no longer necessary. This is a real tragedy, and we are likely to begin to face shortages of products that go far beyond just the one we're seeing today in infant formula.
And the leases that were canceled, they were canceled in Alaska, where we have a 2 million barrel a day pipeline, and we're only using 400,000 barrels. Nobody can make sense of this.
Today I was traveling. I'm here trying to help Senator Lax Alt his campaign in Nevada. I saw gas prices over $5 as I was driving in today. You could have predicted this. The moment you said, we're going to shut down American energy, we're not going to have leases, not only in Alaska, but on federal lands, the moment you made it somehow feel icky to be a participant in the fossil fuel supply chain, you knew that these prices were going to come in. It will have enormous implications for the American economy. We know it's already had enormous implications on Europe, because the United States doesn't have the capability to deliver the product that they need, as Vladimir Putin is using fossil fuels to coerce them. It not only imperils American prosperity, but American security as well. It was dumb on its face. They could change it tomorrow. I hope that they will come to their senses and do so.
I know you're a man of faith. I want your opinion on how you feel about this whole politicization of abortion and the fact that they're now protesting and trying to force the justices to make it legal up until birth. I mean, what's your feeling on all of this?
Well, it wasn't surprising to me to watch the court finally reach the resolution that said that Roe was just a terrible decision. And it gives the states the opportunity to have the political engagement to make the right decision to protect the unborn in a way that I think we all know makes sense. I equally wasn't surprised to see that when Senator Schumer put a bill on the floor to try and legalize the killing of a baby up until the moment of birth, that it failed so badly. I was only surprised to see that there were 49 United States senators, all Democrats, who thought that that was acceptable, that the very second before a baby is born, the mother should have the ability to snuff that life. It's wrong. It's immoral. And I was not surprised to see that the United States Senate rejected that with a majority, bipartisan majority, albeit one Democrat doing so.
Well, Secretary Pompeo, thank you so much. And thank you for speaking out for the American people like you've always done. And God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you. Bless you both as well. You all have a good day.
You too.